Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what to do if my ex has blocked me. Should I block my ex? I provide audio coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details. www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing what to do if my ex has blocked me. Should I block my ex? So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, it can be extra heartbreaking to think that you've been blocked. In today's podcast, I'm going to discuss 3 points to consider if you think your ex has blocked you. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is they have done it for one of two reasons. So if you believe that your ex has blocked you, they have done it for one of two reasons. The first is fairly obvious, the second less so. So let's discuss these in turn. The first possibilities for why you've been blocked is more obviously the fact that they don't want you to contact them. And perhaps they're thinking that you are very likely to ignore their wishes for you not to contact them. So maybe they've said to you, I don't want you to contact me, but they don't believe you are going to uphold their wishes. You know, they've ended a relationship, you are feeling heartbroken, your head is all over the place, and they're thinking they're not going to listen. You know, you are not going to listen to me when I say, please stop contacting me. Okay, this is for one of the reasons as for why they may block you. If they don't want you to communicate with them and they are worried that you will, they will likely block you. Now, the second reason as for why they may have blocked you is less common to think about, you might say, and that might be because they want to prevent themselves from reaching out to you. And you're probably thinking, well, why on earth would they do that? So let's consider a situation where you and your ex, you're in a relationship, things were going great, and then unfortunately, for whatever reason, your ex-to-be, your partner at the time, starts to lose romantic emotional attraction for you. Now, for whatever reason this may be, they don't believe that this is the route that they want to go on throughout their life. They don't believe their life journey is going to be as fulfilled if they continue this romantic relationship with you. So, unfortunately, they end the relationship. Now, they end the relationship because they've got to do what's right for them. They want to feel fulfilled. They want to give themselves the best shot at happiness in the long term. But that doesn't mean that they don't love you in different ways. It doesn't mean that they don't miss certain aspects of your relationship. Let's say, for instance, you have fantastic intimacy together, but they just don't trust you. In this instance, they may crave you, but they don't trust you, they don't believe in you, they don't think you're going to be right for them in the long term, in a long-term committed relationship, but they crave the intimacy with you that they now miss. This could have them liable to reach out to you during what they would see as a moment of weakness. So they might be thinking to themselves, look, if I don't block my ex, I'm going to reach out to them. If I don't block my ex, then I'm not going to be able to stop myself reaching out. And before you know it, they're going to have persuaded me to get back into a relationship. And I know that doesn't work for me. I know that eventually I'm going to get hurt again because I don't trust them. And this is one of the reasons as to why sometimes you might be blocked. So if you're blocked, it's not always because your ex is worried that you're going to reach out to them. Sometimes it's because they're actually worried that they are going to reach out to you. So always bear that in mind. If you have evidence to suggest that you have been blocked, this doesn't necessarily mean they're worried that you're going to kind of stalk them in this way. It could be that they're trying to stop themselves contacting you. Now, although this doesn't really change the situation per se that you are currently blocked, what you must understand is that the reason for why they've done it is not always as clear and obvious as you think. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast about what to do if my ex has blocked me. Should I block my ex? And point number two is don't try to cheat a blocking. So if you have been blocked, you're in a position where you've clearly tested it out, and that already puts you in a position but you should never have been. If you've been dumped, in most instances you should never be contacting your ex again unless they contact you first. That is my basic version of the no contact rule. There are many intricacies and caveats to that rule though, so please subscribe to my YouTube channel, check out the playlist The No Contact Rule, and really immerse yourself in my version of the rule by listening to the whole of the playlist all of the way through, so you can really get to grips with the twists and turns that I believe are part of it. It's not always clear cut, but generally speaking, to speak in general terms, if you have been dumped, most people should never contact their ex again unless their ex contacts them first. So if you already know that you've been blocked, that suggests that you are trying to contact your ex, or at least you're looking at things and realizing that you can no longer see certain parts of their social media or their online activity, and that has led you to believe that you've been blocked. Either way, you shouldn't really be doing this. But let's put that to one side, and let's say that you just know you've been blocked. You have reason to believe you've been blocked. Maybe you've been told by somebody else you've been blocked. Maybe you have done what I've said you shouldn't really be doing. But either way, you know that you've been blocked. But what you have realized is that they haven't blocked you on everything. So in today's world, there are so many ways to communicate, so many messaging apps, so many social medias, and that is before we even consider going around to their house and knocking on the door, giving them a call, using a different phone, whatever the situation. But what I would say is don't try to cheat a blocking. If you've been blocked on something, just imagine and believe you've been blocked on everything. That is the way to take this. They might not have blocked you using every single application, but that doesn't mean it's okay for you to message them on the one app, one messaging service that they haven't yet done it. Okay, that is very unlikely to help your cause. Of course, nothing can be guaranteed. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. A few of you might say, well, I've heard stories where somebody sent a message using the last app that they could and they got their ex back. I'm not here to say that that's not possible, but what I am here to say is that it's unlikely, and I'm here to give you the best possible chance of success, not the worst chance, okay? And if you try to cheat a blocking, that is not going to put you in a good position, because although there might be that 1 in 100 moment where it works out, more often than not, it's not going to help you. At best, they won't respond. Probably moving forward from that, they may block you there as well. And at worst, they may even consider trying to get a restraining order on you, depending on how extreme you are going in trying to cheat the blocking. Like I said, maybe you're going around knocking on their door night after night because you can't get through the messages. Either way, you must understand and respect their decision. They ended the relationship. You didn't want that to happen, but you must respect their decision. And if they blocked you, it really does show that right now, they don't want to communicate. Whatever way round you look at it, they don't want to communicate with you. And you can't force the issue. You can only speak with somebody who wants to speak with you. It's got to be a two-way street where you both want to communicate. If they don't want to speak and you do, then unfortunately for you, you can't speak. You must respect their decision. Now, the good news is that I know of many instances where dumpees have been blocked, and yet further down the line, they've been unblocked, the dumper has reached out to them, and they have been able to reconnect. So, let's just reiterate those points in particular. Being blocked isn't a definitive end to your connection with your ex. I'm not trying to give you false hope. You shouldn't be clock watching. You shouldn't be believing that this will be the case, because sadly, sometimes a blocking is for good. But what I am here to say, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the end. So your best chance of success is to live your life to the full, concentrate on your journey, and if you do these types of things, if you live your life in a positive way, there is more chance of your ex one day deciding, you know what, I'm going to unblock my ex, and I'm going to reach out, and who knows what could happen from there. I have seen great things take place. Now, if you try and cheat the blocking, you're likely to annoy your ex, and this is probably something which will be more permanent. So, point number two, Don't try to cheat a blocking. It's not going to help you. And if you want to try to get your ex back, your best chance of success is to accept the situation, live your life to the full, and if and when your ex the dumper is ready, they will unblock you and make contact. Does this always happen? No. Can it happen? Yes. I have seen it take place. So, don't try to cheat a blocking. It likely will not help you. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about what to do if my ex has blocked me. Should I block my ex? And point number three is your mental health should decide. Your mental health should decide whether or not you block your ex. Now maybe they have already blocked you and you're doing this as a retaliation. Maybe they haven't blocked you or you simply don't know and yet you're still thinking, I think I want to block my ex. Okay, your mental health must decide. If you feel that you're going to do something which is unproductive, unhelpful and quite damaging to you or your ex or anybody else, then you may need to block them to prevent yourself from doing something silly, okay? If you think you are liable to doing something that you don't really want to do, but you might do if you've had a drink or if you're tired or if you're upset, then blocking your ex might be the safer option. Now, of course, you have to realize the obvious. If you block your ex, you are preventing them from reaching out to you. Now, like we said earlier on in today's podcast, there are multiple ways of reaching out. And maybe you block them on one social media, but you leave another opportunity open for them to contact you. That is an option you have. But the more applications you block them on, the more doors you're closing. So you're protecting your mental health, but you're making it more difficult for them to reach out to you. And if you want them to, then of course, you need to leave a door open. Now you might be thinking, well, they could come and knock on my door. That is very unlikely. Dumpers are very unlikely to reconnect with an ex by knocking on their door, waiting outside their place of work, etc., etc. It's much more likely that they're going to send a message, or slightly less likely than that, they may actually call their ex. So messaging and calls are the most obvious ways a dumper will reach out. If you remove that possibility, then you're not going to hear from them. But ultimately, your mental health must decide what you do. At the end of the day, we can't guarantee that your ex will ever reach out to you. So you can't be thinking, my mental health is suffering, but I'm not going to block them because I need to leave the door open because they'll definitely contact me one day. They might not. Sadly, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. And if you behave in a way which you think is going to make them come back for definite, well, unfortunately, you're not doing things correctly. You've got to be living your life for you and improving your chances of success, but not believing that this is definitely going to happen because nobody can say that. Okay, if you want specific, unique advice for your situation, you may want to consider my audio coaching service. And I believe I can increase your chance of success, but I'm never going to promise you that you can get your ex back because nobody can. What I can say instead is I will improve your chances of success of getting your ex back, but also growing as a person, becoming a version 2.0 of yourself. And if you don't get your ex back, you can likely get somebody even better. Because if you're a better version of yourself, you can attract better quality people. Okay, so my audio coaching service can't guarantee you'll get your ex back, but what I can say, I will help you through breakup recovery. I will increase your chances of getting your ex back. And if you don't get them back, I believe you can find somebody even better if you become a version 2.0 of yourself. So always remember, it's win-win. If you live your life in the right way, even if you don't get your ex back, you can find somebody even better. And happiness is around your next corner. You just don't know when that next corner is. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.